You're listening to the Salon Owners Collective podcast, where each week we share stories and expertise from business owners like you, plus experts, influencers, and Larissa's actionable steps that will transform your business and your life. And now your host, Larissa McLemon.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for joining me on the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Now, I know that you're not unleashing the highest performance in your business, whether personally or professionally. What's holding you back from reaching your full potential? Today, I chat with business trainer, speaker, and coach Joel Bozard about how to close the gap to unleashing your highest performance. Joel shares so much gold. Let's jump straight into our chat. Hey, Joel, thank you so much for joining me on the Salon Owners Collective podcast. I'm really excited to have you. Now, we met several years ago when your beautiful wife, a hairdresser, worked for me for a little while, contracted to me for a little while through a mutual friend of ours, Janine Simons, also a salon owner. But I'm having you on the episode, on the podcast today because we're going to talk about, what are we going to talk about? Unleashing the power within.
We are.
All right. So, Joel, why don't you start about with telling us a little bit about yourself? How did you get into business? What do you do now? Who is Joel?
Yeah, great. Thanks very much, Larissa, for having me. So basically, I create possibility for other people so that they can fully express themselves, be it professionally or personally. And where I operate or live from is a place of, like, energy is really important to me, relationships, integrity, growth, leadership, and freedom. So who I am are those things. Some of the roles that I take on, I'm a father and a husband first and foremost, and I own a business. I'm a business partner. I coach, I train, and I speak. And professionally, I unleash high performance. So that's a little bit about who I am and I guess what I do. Yeah.
Awesome. Great. So some of the things we're going to talk about is how to find a good coach. Let's dive straight into that because I think it's a tricky question for people who have discovered that they need to close the gap and where they are now and where they want to be. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about that gap. And first of all, I guess, why would somebody choose to even look for a coach?
Yeah.
Or support that, even, because it doesn't have to be a coach, right? But closing the gap.
Absolutely. And in my own experience of business, if I can just kind of dovetail off what you were saying, I think as a business owner, we all need that support in our lives. And so many of us get it from our partners or a friend, but it's important as well professionally to understand that those people don't necessarily want to be giving that support all the time. And sometimes there's no other option. So I think straight off the bat, that's what a coach can be useful for, is being able to offer and provide that support that so many of us, I think, more than ever now need. But in terms of specifically finding a coach, like, the first thing that I would say is I'd preface the discussion with that a lot of great coaches are already inside organizations coaching organizations. Like, that's where a lot of the great coaches are. And if you've tried to look for a good coach and haven't found much success, that's part of the reason, is that a lot of them are picked up and end up inside an organization, looking after an entire organization. That skill set is so, so valuable when it comes to teamwork and generating results. So I guess, where do you find a coach? First of all, I'll start with, to all of the listeners out there, is before you go looking, is to try and understand where it is that in your business you're underperforming. And I think unconsciously, we all know that already. And so it may be that you put a lot of energy and effort into team development, but the net result is that your team cohesion is just not existing. Like, there's no synergy within the team. And so that would be an area where you as a business owner are perhaps underperforming. Or your team rocks it's really good and the salon operates really well without you, but sales are down or revenue's down. So you're underperforming in the area of sales, for example. And once you're clear about where it is that you're underperforming, I think that's a really good place to start when it comes to looking for a coach. And can I just also say that as business owners, we often dive into business and we get real focused on our strengths. And that's a great philosophy to go after, is like, what am I good at? So focus and triple down on that. And then my weaknesses, I'm going to outsource those or bring people in the business to look after those. But when it comes to like team cohesion or sales, those are the things that if you like are not good at those and not good at making those things happen in business, then you really want to identify that before you go looking for a coach. So that'd be tip number one. Are you kind of catching what I'm throwing there, Larissa?
Yeah, I actually like that. It's like get clear on where you need help rather than just help in general. And I've just got to go back to, I really loved what you said. You know, we're already getting support from people in our lives, our partners, our friends. And sometimes they don't want to help us in that area or they just don't have the skill set. Because, you know, it's good to have a sounding board, but actually to have somebody outside of your own goldfish bowl. Yes. And an objective view, but getting some objective views on a specific area that you have a gap. So identifying that gap first.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
And bless our partners and our friends that do try to help us. Often the way that they help us is the way that they've always helped us as our partner or friend, which is it has a bias like, I'm either going to tell you what I think. Or I'm coming from a position as I don't really know what I'm talking about. So you know what I mean? Whereas a coach puts on a completely different hat to that and listens beyond the words that come out of one's mouth, which is
completely objective, right? Because they're not actually in your personal life. They're not caught up in the sort of the emotional part of it or that detailed part of it, and can really hone in, even keep me focused on the problem and solving the problem.
Absolutely.
Rather than just venting, which is what one's partner is for.
Absolutely. So that would be the first thing is go and get clear about what you already unconsciously know and identify the one or two areas that you're definitely underperforming in as a salon owner, for example. And then number two would be to reach out and connect with people that are already in the industry that where you're underperforming, they are high performing. So what is the salon in New Zealand or Australia or wherever it is that you are that is doing the best job at the thing that you're not doing such a great job at? And you probably already know who that salon is. And the next step is getting over yourself and your reputation and all of those things that can sometimes often hold us back from reaching out to help and getting in touch with that person and adding an immense amount of value to them so that they can obviously offer you some of what they do so very well. And if the salon or hair industry is anything like the industry that I operate in, most people are very, very willing to help and share what it is that they do. And I've had, you know, a good amount of experience with salons in New Zealand, and they are amazing people. And, you know, just people, they're amazing. And then professionally, to ask them how they do what it is that they do, they're all willing to share and pass on those tips. So that would be the second thing, is ask the people that you've already got access to.
Yep. And I think I loved how you started that with saying actually get over yourself, because people, it's a compliment when somebody comes and asks you. Yes. And most, my experience also is that most people are willing to share, they're keen to share. Who doesn't want to talk about the things that you're good at and that you really enjoy? But I think I also really like that, you know, you start with adding value first. Don't just go and ask and do the brain drain, but find some mutual ground and say, look, I'm really good at this and you're really good at that. Let's do some, you know, let's have a conversation on a for mutual benefit.
Absolutely. And let me tie what you just said into the actual essence of coaching, because so often as business owners, we're so busy doing our thing and keeping it buoyant and above water and driving it and growing it, that we often forget about the immense value that is relationships.
Yeah.
And you don't need me to come on here and tell you the importance of relationships professionally and personally. And so when you have these relationships, which aren't built on, hey, can you help me? It's not just all take, but there's this synergy, if you like, this real relationship and trust that I can do this pretty well. And if you ever need something, I've got your back. And at the same time, the same thing applies. Then, you know, you set yourself up to be really, really powerful as a business owner, because now you've got access to all this resource. And that's the thing about coaching is, first and foremost, and I'll get into this in just a second with the third tip, is that right at the heart of coaching is a good coach is someone that you can build a good relationship with. That is totally it. And so what you said, like, get in there and give and give and give, and I can help you here and here, and can I buy you lunch, and can I share with you how I did this, and then let the relationship build. I think that's a great place to start. Yeah.
Actually, you know, it just makes me think. I run a mastermind program. It's a small group of like-minded people as a coaching environment, and in fact, just what you are saying is that's exactly the power of that. I belong to one myself, and then of course I run one, and that's exactly why it's such a successful way to do it, is because everybody has got something to contribute, and everybody has got something to learn from the others, and sometimes you learn the most surprising things that you didn't know that you didn't know and you didn't know that you needed to learn. And so you can get that environment in multiple places, over coffee, at a dinner party, and in, you know, in a mastermind coaching environment.
Yeah, and I love that you do that, Larissa, and I love that, you know, when any of us engage in a mastermind or a book or a coach, what we're really unconsciously communicating, not only to those people, but also ourselves, is that we want to learn.
Yeah,
and in that level of presence, when we're that present with wanting to learn, we pick up on things that we wouldn't otherwise pick up on when we're having the conversation with our wife or our good friend about how business is going. And that's, I think, the key, is engaging with a methodology where we show up as wanting to learn.
Yes, yes.
Wanting to grow.
Absolutely. Right.
Okay, so number three would be, so far, how to find a coach is, like, we haven't actually found a coach yet. You know, we're like identifying where we're underperforming, and then we're reaching out to those people within our industry, if you like, that are already kicking butt in those areas. And then finally, I wouldn't go for the fishnet, like, Google search approach. I would be, again, reaching out to the industry, and I would be asking the people that I'm close with, do you have a coach, or have you used a coach before? And I think if you can make it through about 100 conversations or so, you'll probably come across, you know, about one in every 5 to 10 people would have had experience with a coach. And that's the lead that you want to follow up with, because now you can ask, what was he or she like? What did they bring? What was it for you? What was the value like? Whereas if you just say, jump on a website or follow up a Google search, it is a bit of a gamble. The good thing, though, is that most coaches will offer some kind of free session, consultation, so that you get the chance to really understand what it is that you're about to invest in, if you like. So that third tip really is honing in on the people in your circle that have already used the coach.
Yeah. Yeah. And then having a personal experience with that person, because I think, like you said in tip two, you know, you're going to build a relationship with somebody. You need to resonate. You need to know that what they are saying kind of fits with your own values. Would that be, I mean, I know for me, for the people that I've worked with, or coaches that I've had myself, the ones that are most successful are the ones that where, you know, we speak the same language, so to speak. Like when I say something, they actually understand what I'm saying. And you need to know you're going to get along together before you take people's advice or engage in deep conversations. Would that be fair?
Yeah, that's fair. And if I could just add to what you were saying is, you know, like, you know, your friends are your friends because, you know, you have similar values. And, you know, you finish each other's sentences and, you know, you kind of like some of the same stuff. And so there's an underlying mutual respect that you are you and I am me, and together we can get on and have a pretty awesome time. A coach is someone that can do those things, but also has the authority and the confidence to be able to switch between we're building rapport and we're developing a relationship. And now I'm going to ask you a question, and I need you to answer that question. And we're not pissing around anymore, and we're not chitty chatty. We are really going to dive deep on the specific question. And so, yeah, absolutely. You need to be on the same page to begin with. And that's the great thing about most coaches, is that they will do a free session first and foremost. But that's why I say, like, you know, ask, you know, 10 or 20 salon owners, you know, who do you use? You know, who's your mentor? What's your coach? What do you look for? Yeah.
I like that, actually, that, you know, there's, you need the rapport, but then you actually, you need somebody to ask you the hard questions so you can actually make the change in the space that you need to make the change.
Absolutely. I mean, we all need encouragement, right? Like, I think we're all putting out fires every day. We're trying to do our best. Everyone's waking up with the best intentions. You know, as business owners, we wear it all, right? And so we all need a bit of encouragement. And then at the right time, which is where the coach comes in, and often the husband or the wife or the friend doesn't come in so well, is at the right time. The timing is critical for the difficult question. So, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Well said. Okay, what are your thoughts, Joel, on utilising people outside of your industry who don't necessarily have industry experience? I know for me, when I had my salon, I often got not necessarily industry specific people on board. What are your thoughts on that?
So what I would say to that is, so often in business, everything's tactical, right? Everything's like, I need to increase sales. I need to recruit better. I need to build my team long-term. So everything's about what's right in front of you. So it makes sense to then go, okay, if that's my problem, I need a Larissa. I need a Janine. I need a Bex. I need someone that has been there and done that and can actually give me advice on it, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's great if you truly believe that your problem is actually quite fixable. But so often in my game, when I'm coaching, is there's this secondary thing that we're trying to fix, if you like, or we're trying to serve when it comes to business. And often it's personal. So a lot of my clients come to see me, A or B or X or Y, and what we really find out is that they're actually lacking any sense of identity, like who they are, like what is your purpose? And here's another question. If you don't know your purpose, how is your business serving you? Financially, yes. Security-wise, yes. Contribution to other people's lives, yes. Helping people feel good, yes. But how is it really helping you in terms of your existence? So I do end up doing a lot of work with people around their purpose and their values, so that they can go out there and behave in a way that aligns to those things. And that's not specific to hair salons. That's not specific to gyms or the health industry. That's specific to the person. And that is where the needle moves the most. And then things like driving sales or building the team, they become still important, but they don't become the biggest thing that I'm trying to serve in my life.
Well said. Because I actually think...
I didn't actually answer your question, but what I would say is that, like, my coach is not in my game.
Yeah.
And so to answer your question is, I think there's benefit in both, getting advice and coaching from someone that's inside the game and also getting it from outside the game. And at the end of the day, the most important thing is, can you and the coach build a quality relationship together? That's the question.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's good, because it's kind of like the external problem and the internal problem. You know, I think what I see often is the biggest barrier to a business's growth is actually the business owner. It's the fear that we have to move forward and unleash one's high performance.
Yes, well said.
It's fear that holds us back. confidence, which I guess kind of sits under fear, doesn't it? And it's, we become our own roadblock to growth, I think. And so I can see that sometimes it's challenging to identify the gap that we need to close in our business because we think it's sales or we think it's the team that's not performing. But sometimes it's us. So how can we kind of identify, well, like, you know, is it us or is it the team? Are we looking at our team and going, you guys aren't performing? Or are we actually in our own way and stopping our own growth?
Oh, if I had to choose one of those, I'd go with the latter. Like, you are totally the biggest problem. Totally.
Yeah.
And you're also the biggest solution as well, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of us get started in business as a way of expressing ourselves, right? It's I create the salon and, you know, the way I set it up and the people that I recruit, it's an expression of how I see the world. And along the way, you know, it becomes very, very difficult because there's so much to do when it comes to the nitty gritty of business.
Yeah.
But we like the control, we like the expression, and so we hold on to the problems that give us the security. And I agree with what you said about, you know, often we're scared or we fear failing, but a lot of us are also scared and fearful of succeeding and full expression and really unleashing who we could be for our team if we just went all in, you know, went all in on who we are and what we're about and how we can best serve the team. And that's totally at the heart of what I like to do in terms of coaching.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that often, that it's my experience too, you know, often people come with the external problem, but in fact we end up working on the internal problem first. And then the other stuff starts to happen. Okay, so there's been some really interesting conversation around that topic. Thanks, Joel. Now, you're a business owner. You run a business. What would be a quote or a mantra or a value even that you live by in terms of running your own business?
Yes. Okay. So I do a lot of workshops and training people. And so I am constantly flipping flip charts over and phrases are coming up and quotes are coming up. So it's really hard to say just one. So if it's okay, I'm going to share two, which tie in quite nicely together. So the first one is, everything is my fault. Everything is my fault. And this particular mantra, if you like, or quote, it drives me personally to take a high level of ownership for the good and the bad in business, basically. And when I do that, what it does is it role models leadership. And I just believe that to be the most important thing that we can learn and exercise in business is being a leader, not a victim. So if as a business owner, I blame a staff member or make excuses about my performance or deny a problem that continues to show up, basically the message I'm sending my team is that I'm a victim, I can't take control, I'm not a leader. And so when I embrace that saying, everything is my fault, I become, I take on the role as a leader and I become way more responsible for everything. Now, with that said, the second quote, if you like, that I'd like to share is that teamwork definitely makes the dream work. And I would not be where I am today from a passion point of view, from an expression point of view, from an on-purpose point of view, if it wasn't for the team that I've developed around me that have supported me and that continue to uphold the vision that I have for the businesses that I'm involved in. So, you know, everything is my fault, but I can't do everything, and the dream is totally made to happen by the team.
That's awesome. I love those. Okay. So I appreciate those comments. I think that is well said. Will you tell us a book or a podcast or a webinar or some resource that you've engaged in recently that's been really notable for you that you can suggest to our listeners to also read or listen to?
Yeah, great. I flick around on podcasts with quite a lot of regularity. Like, I enjoy novelty when it comes to personal development and professional development. At the moment, like, I could recommend Entrepreneurs on Fire, a guy named JLD. He gets on a lot of good guests. His podcasts are around about the half an hour mark. He asks good questions. And as an entrepreneur or a business owner, I have found like a lot of value in those podcasts. Also, homegrown and local, a guy named Chris Desmond, he runs a podcast called Uncomfortable Is Okay. And when it comes to business ownership and breaking through that fear of failure or that fear of succeeding, that title just grips me, right? Uncomfortable is okay. So if you listen to some of his stuff, he brings people on his podcast and he asks them about their experience with being uncomfortable. And through the process of his podcast, normalizes being uncomfortable, which as salon owners, as business owners, I think we could all do with a lot of, a lot of learning and experiencing.
I like that. I think that's really good because, in fact, you know, we are more likely to move away from that uncomfortable and just completely avoid it rather than just face it as you go, well, it's okay. And imagine what we could achieve if we did that.
Oh, imagine.
Yeah, that's
imagine.
Super cool. Super cool. Definitely going to find that one. Well, look, I think it's been super useful today. I know there's been some real tactical tips in here. There's been some deep thinking about really where the gap is in unleashing high performance inside of your own business. So I really appreciate you today. I know people are going to want to come and stalk you, Joel. What's your dub? Where can people find you?
Yeah, so joelbouzaid.com. That's joelbouzaid.com. And then like most places, you can get to Facebook and Instagram and email from there. So I'll leave it at that. And, you know, look forward to hearing from anyone that needs any clarity about anything that we've talked about today, Larissa.
Yep, awesome. Great. Thanks, Joel. Really appreciate it.
Awesome. Take care.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
So there you have it. Such a nice, genuine guy. Now, if you're looking for clear direction, accountability, or even a community of like-minded business owners, then please reach out to me and let's have a chat. You can find me on my website or through Messenger, of course. I really look forward to chatting. So let's chat soon. Or otherwise, I'll see you next week, same time, same place. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Salon Owners Collective Podcast. Tune in each week as we reveal the latest insight and advice on what it takes to make your salon a success today. Subscribe to the Salon Owners Collective Podcast on iTunes. Or visit us online at salonownerscollective.com for answers to your common questions, to follow Larissa, and much more. Thanks for listening. See you next time.